and a very warm welcome to another edition of the Eurovision Showcase. I'm Kieran Uri-Tassiert. Welcome, sit back, relax, and enjoy the one-hour extravaganza all about the Eurovision Song Contest.
This is Ieva Zasimauskaitė from Lithuania. You're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. And this is my song, When We're Old. Enjoy.
Lithuania.
2018.
I know I'll never forget the day the first time we met.
Skater there for Lithuania in 2018 and coming a very respectable placing at the grand final of the Eurovision Song Contest 2018 in Lisbon, Portugal. It was a beautiful performance and really touching because it had her, I think it was her husband or boyfriend who was on the stage there having, you know, quite a very sweet moment together. And yeah, it was one of those warm, fuzzy moments. Yes, there's plenty of them at the Eurovision Song Contest, isn't there? And I think, you know, going back to the contest when it always takes place in May, it really brings a lot of fun, a lot of coming togetherness, a lot of excitement and coming together. I think I've said coming together twice now, haven't I? Yes, naughty. So But that's really what it is. It's coming together, enjoying the music, representing each country and seeing whose is the most popular. Yes. So, and that's the great thing I love about the Eurovision Song Contest. And, you know, and that's what I love sharing with you each and every week. Oh, yes. So if you want to find out more details about the show, then please do head over to our website. It's escshowcase.com. ESC stands for the Eurovision Song Contest. So it's escshowcase.com. You can get in contact with us there, and we can play your request, a dedication or anything like that. It's all up to you. Right, now this... Oh dear, I didn't want that. No. As much as I love Laura Rizzotto, we're going to play another song from the 2018 contest. So sadly, we're not going to go to Latvia just yet. Let's hear this. And I think it's going to be, yes, it's going to be the lovely Austrian entry. Yeah, this shocked everybody because it won the jury vote, if you remember. And nobody was really expecting it, to be fair. It delighted a lot of people, including myself.
Hi, this is Cesar Sampson from Austria. You're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. And this is my song, Nobody But You. Enjoy.
Oh, we will, Cesar. You know we will. I don't know what I meant by that.
Lord, I'm gonna get so hot tonight. I'm gonna let the floodgates open wide. I'm in open water. This is what I need. Don't try to get you off of my mind. And I get no sleep. I'm in too deep. I can't let you leave. It would be. Lord, I'm gonna bring you back tonight. Oh, you're running circles around my mind. After your words have been my Bible, how could I search for someone new? While I really want you by my side. And I get no sleep. My heart out. I'm shaking till I fall down. Don't make me tear my heart out. Don't make me tear my heart out. I'm shaking till I fall down. Don't make me tear my heart out. Wouldn't be right letting you go running away. Ain't nobody but you I can hold on to.
Poslušaj me kad ti kažem, sve sam probala. Još si u misli. mislima mojim još te svojim osjećam. A čujem da ljubiš i kažu mi ljudi da briga te. Jako da pameti nemam, još tebi nadam se, ma sve ti ne. Čujem da ljubiš i kažu mi ljudi da briga te. Jako da pameti nema, tebi još nadam se, ma se ti ne.
Nina Badic with Nebo for Croatia at the 2012 Eurovision Song Contest in Baku, Azerbaijan. That was a song that never managed to qualify out of the semi-finals, but it's a beautiful ballad, and Croatia really know how to do a beautiful ballad, I must admit. Never forget their entry in the 1998 contest in Birmingham, the last time that we hosted. And Croatia ended up coming fifth with Daniela with the song Nekemi Nesvane. May the sun never set, or the sun never dawn, or something like that. It was a beautiful, beautiful performance, and quite rightly so, Croatia got one of their best ever results, coming fifth in the contest there, where Dana International won for Israel with Diva. And the United Kingdom entry, Imani with Where Are You, came a very close second place. And right just behind was the third place, which was Chiara for Malta with The One That I Love. And obviously, just to round up the top five, we have fourth place, Etzilia Rombre with Himmel in Achter, which was the Netherlands 1998, of course. And it's time to move on to another beautiful, lovely ballad. As you guys may have known or remembered, myself and Rob were over in Italy on holiday. We just came back last Sunday, and as you can appreciate, after Her Majesty the Queen Elizabeth II passed away here in the United Kingdom, it was fittingly respectful, I'd like to think, that we didn't have a show last week. And hopefully you saw my Facebook and Twitter pages explaining that. So while we're in Italy, of course, Italy is so pronounced and known for their singers and their songs, and everybody will remember Volare, Ne Plu Di Binti Di Blu, which was a Eurovision song even before it became, you know, this worldwide hit. So it was Italy's 1958 entry. And also Italy have just had so many fantastic singing stars. Went to Bologna and Modena and Rome and Florence. And in Modena, not only known for Ferrari and Maserati, of course, but also Lucio Pavarotti. And Pavarotti, sadly, never went to Eurovision to represent Italy. But, you know, in one of those amazing sort of like Eurovision dreams, that would have been amazing, wouldn't it? It really would have been epic. So,
Italy.
We're going to hear an Italian entry and we're going to go all the way back to this contest.
1989.
Yes, we're going to Lausanne, Switzerland, the year after Celine Dion won with Ne Parte Pas de Moi. This contest was eventually won by the Yugoslavia. It was Riva with Rock Me. But the very first entry of the night was the Italian entry. It's Anna Oxa. Fossato Lili with Avrei Voluto. This is a beautiful, beautiful song and a typical Italian ballad of its time, I'd say. Yeah, enjoy. It's just magical. Performance lovely too.
Avrei voluto parlarti per convincerti a fare sul serio. Tu che giocavi col cuore e con le parole. Quanto tempo ho buttato per riuscire a spiegarti che ti amavo davvero. Non ci siamo inventati, non ci siamo cercati, non ci siamo mai persi. Persi. Avrei voluto guardarti, intuire ogni tuo desiderio, regalarti un sospiro anche stando lontano. Riuscissi a vedere come un lampo negli occhi mio amore sincero. Si accartoccia la rabbia come frecce di carta quando incontrano il muro. Avrei voluto di più. Ti avrei voluto guardare per cambiare cammino, strada del nostro destino.
Ancorarti al mio seno per non farti portare a una vita che vola.
Ferma il cuore un momento a quei giorni d'inverno.
Si scioglierà il ghiaccio.
Si scioglierà il ghiaccio.
Si scioglierà il ghiaccio.
Thank you.
With Watermoon, that is the Netherlands 1970 here on the Eurovision Showcase. Yeah, it was a lovely song, actually. Very 70s, of course, but some of the 70s songs are very good. Hence why I'm playing them for you here on the Eurovision Showcase. Now, reminder, if you want to get in contact with us, the great way to do that and find out all the details is to head over to our website, as we mentioned. It is www.escshowcase.com. You can find out about the show and leave a request, etc. And also you can find the links to our social media channels as well, in which case Javier Leal over in Montreal, Quebec, Canada, has sent in a request. And he's requested a song which is one of the brand new singles that have been released this week. And it is from Sanne Nielsen. And Sanne Nielsen has a brand new single. And obviously, this is a spectacular artist, Sanne. She ended up coming third in the 2014 Eurovision Song Contest for Sweden with the song Undo. And before that, she tried multiple times to represent Sweden at Eurovision with some fantastic songs, some really beautiful songs. And this is no exception to the rule. So here is Sanne Nielsen with the song Mer än ord, which means more than words.
Tystnaden var ditt svar, och sen den dagen är jag kvar vid din sida från morgon och kväll och tillbaka. Den sa att du var beredd och att du inte var rädd. Den sa att får du vara nära finns inget du saknar. Vi tar det vi får och kan, som när du letar dig till min hand. Det är allt jag behöver ibland. Jag vill inte ha någonting annat än just det här. Jag vill bara vara där du är. Får man nära dig, bara din puls kan störa runt min jord. Det vi säger utan ord. Jag vet man kallas naiv när man är nöjd och tar tid, men du ska veta det vi har, det har inte alla. Det är klart tvivel fanns, men de försvann någonstans. Och vi bestämde oss tidigt att där får de stanna. Att sitta i samma rum och inte säga något på en stund. Jag vet att du vet, men jag älskar ena sekund. Jag
Det vi ser är mer än ord. Det vi ser är mer. Iceland.
1993.
Stunning band, that's Iceland 1993, Inga with Thalvistusvarud. It was called Midnight Dancer, the English version. I mean, it's just a beautiful song. We're going to play it twice. No, we're not. Thank you very much. So many buttons to press. They look really good, and I want to obviously press each and every one of them. Right, now let's move on to another fantastic entry in the world of the Eurovision Song Contest. And now let's head over the Irish Sea.
Ireland.
Mm-hmm. And we're going to go to this amazing song from this year.
1976.
Oh, this is brilliant. This is from Red Hurley, and the song is called When. The song came joint 10th. Beautiful love ballad. It's one of my favourite Irish entries. Rob's random request coming up very soon here on the Eurovision Showcase. And I'm Kieran Ori-Tuttiot.
When the days of wine are gone and all the nights are long, then all my thoughts run on to you. Silence calls when I walk through empty halls, then all my thoughts run on to you. And when they linger for a while, you come and touch me with your tender smile. And when your love was all my world, my days, my life, you were
then all the songs were songs of you. I tasted well of sweet success. Nothing touched me that was sad. My very soul to you. Your love was written in the sky, but at the time I never looked so high. Darling, when will you come back to me? Release me, set me free.
Israel.
1979.
The big finish there, Milk and Honey with Hallelujah. That was Israel's entry at the 1979 Eurovision Song Contest and ended up winning. Israel did the double in 78 and 79 there, Rob.
Very clever of them.
Very clever. Yes, I guess it was very clever of them.
Yeah.
Well, they couldn't afford to host it the following year, so it was a bit of a mess to see who was going to host the 1980 contest, because the second place country, like we are, we were second this year to Ukraine. So Spain were given the opportunity to host the contest in 1980, and they rejected it.
I'm amazed. I thought they would have jumped at the chance. They haven't hosted it, I guess, by then.
It was 1969. Yeah. It was the last time they hosted. So even still then...
I love that Spanish song that won one of the joint winners of 60.
Yeah, Villa Cantando.
Villa Cantando. Oh, it's brilliant.
Salome. That was a good one, isn't it?
I think that's my favourite of the four, actually.
Yeah. Yeah, it is great. It is one of the best ones, if not the best. So Spain couldn't host in 1980 because Israel couldn't in 1980. So third place, it went to France, and France didn't want to host because they only hosted in 1978. So they were like, nah, we're not doing that. So then the EBU went to the BBC. And even though the United Kingdom came seventh in 1979, the BBC were always, obviously very happy to host a contest. But again, the BBC actually said no. So it was left to the Dutch broadcaster.
It wasn't in The Hague in 1980.
Yes, yeah. That's right. Yeah, and Johnny Logan won with Hold Me Now.
Oh, I like The Hague.
Decent entries and decent songs and stuff. But... yeah, you could tell by some of the countries' entries as well that they really weren't interested.
Yeah. We had a very nice breakfast in The Hague, do you remember? Had like waffles or something. We got off the ferry, went to The Hague, and I had a cold. And we got to lovely breakfast. It was really nice.
Yes, that's right.
And The Hague is really worth visiting if you haven't been.
I think I was confusing The Hague in my mind with another part of the Netherlands, because it was another morning we went somewhere and we got this really thick hot chocolate with the croissant.
Did we?
Yeah.
Is that when we were in Amsterdam or Rotterdam?
Could be
Rotterdam. Or even Maastricht.
Or Liverpool or Rome. It's anywhere. Sorry, Rob.
Rude.
Yeah, but good old the Netherlands. I love that country.
Yeah, we're going to drive straight through the Netherlands next year to get to Germany, but we can stop in a place and get a hot chocolate there.
Oh, just a hot chocolate. That's a bit rude. Hopefully we're going to go for more. Anyway, Rob, what's it now time for?
I think it's time for Le Monsieur Ritotier Robert de Random Request.
It is now time to go into the back catalogue of the Eurovision Song Contest. It is Rob's Random Request.
Okay then, Rob. It's time for your Random Request. We haven't done this for a few weeks, obviously, because we've been in Italia.
We have been in Italia, walking lots and seeing lots of lovely things. Kieran climbed the Leaning Tower of Pisa.
I did, and I thought I was going to fall over.
Yeah, it does feel like you're drunk walking up there.
It does.
It's a bit odd. Anyway.
And when you're climbing the stairs, it's more difficult on one side than it is on the other.
They're quite wide stairs, though. It's quite well built. Compared to, where was the really narrow staircase we went up? That was a tower somewhere. We went up a few towers. Anyway, right. Yeah,
we have.
Right, okay. So I have a hat full of years and a hat full of countries, and I try and get them to match up together. So I'm going to pop my hand and delve in the countries at the minute. So I shall have a little shift around there.
Please do.
Okay. Oh, I have one. I have one in my fingertips. I've picked out Switzerland.
Oh, wonderful. Switzerland. I love a little bit of Switzerland.
Switzerland.
And they're a lovely, beautiful country. And we've been there, haven't we, too? Been to
Geneva.
Yeah,
not for enough. No, I've only really been to Switzerland for, like, day trips from France. I never actually stayed there. So we do need to do a proper trip of Switzerland.
Trains there look good, though. Yeah, especially the ones up into the Alps and stuff.
You can do like a proper day trip from Bern to Zermatt, which is where you've got the Matterhorn.
Oh, yeah.
That's a two-hour train journey there.
Speaking of the Matterhorn, when Switzerland were hosting in 1989, their logo was the Matterhorn.
Yeah,
sort
it's really
of
famous.
At the top, yeah.
I'd love to go to St. Moritz, not because I want to ski, just because I want to go for the glamour.
God, you sound like, was it Uncoupled on Netflix?
Yeah,
just go up to the ski resort just for
I'd
a bit
go
of
there.
How's I'd your never, farthing?
I couldn't cope with skiing because of my
not
back.
Right.
But
no. I couldn't do it.
My back would hurt. Anyway, so
sorry.
Let me pick a year out of the hat.
Yes, please, Rob. What's the year going to be?
Okay, the first year I picked out is the year of 1234.
You haven't.
1994.
Oh!
1994.
Now, this is a wonderful entry. I love this. And this is...
Was it the Cheeky Girls?
They're from Romania, Rob, and no, they haven't done Eurovision.
They should, because
maybe
they shouldn't. It's like Jedward doing Eurovision.
No, not now. After what they've been saying recently.
Yep.
Thank you very much. So, Roberto, thank you very much. Your random request is
Switzerland, 1994,
and this is in Italian. It's beautiful. It's called Sto Pregando, and it's from Giulio. Rob, you're going to like this one.
Sure, I will.
It's very mushy, as in like lovely and just.
I like a bit of mush though. Apart from mushy peas, they're disgusting.
Yeah, they're not good. Well, actually, I know. Well, I had them.
You like mushy peas
on Friday night. Yeah. Anyway, here's Switzerland, 1994. Grazie mille, Roberto.
Grazie mille, prego.
Arrivederci.
Pregando per chi non ha ancora capito che la vita è soltanto un gran dolore. Chi crede quanto è scritto rinascerà di certo. Un grande giorno e dolce quel sarà. Io sto pregando per voi, per tutto il male intorno che circonda la vita. Io sto pregando per tutti, per i sogni distrutti. Perché non credere? Io sto pregando domani, il cielo e il sole le stelle, che perdoni ogni sbaglio. Io sto pregando per quelli che cercano l'amore e non sanno. Sogni distrutti, perché non credere? Io sto pregando domani, il cielo e il sole le stelle, che perdoni ogni sbaglio. Io sto pregando. Sto pregando al silenzio dei ricordi, che ritorni ancora il tempo dei miei sogni. Risplenderà una luce per quelli che sapranno cercare il sole nell'oscurità.
Giulio, with Sto Pregando, meaning I'm praying, and that is Switzerland 1994 and this week's Rob's Random Request.
It is now time to keep you updated on the latest news from Europe's biggest singing competition. This is the Eurovision Showcase News with Kieran Uritotiot.
Yes, some amazing news. Over in Sweden, 2,824 songs have been submitted for Melodifestivalen 2023. It is the highest numbers that the Swedish broadcaster SVT has received in 10 years. So there's a lot of interest for the Swedish act for the next year's Eurovision Song Contest somewhere here in the United Kingdom. That's quite exciting. The dates for the next edition of the pre-party ES, that's the Spanish Spanish pre-parties for Eurovision. It's been confirmed that it will take place on April the 7th and 8th in DDO. And it will once again be held in the same place where it was. Yeah, basically. I'm trying to... Anyway, moving swiftly on. Also, in Malta, they have revealed the running order of their national final. Yes, PBS has held a draw to determine the singers that are open and closing, and then there's going to be a random draw in the middle, basically. Three participants for Poland's Junior Eurovision National Final have been released. Yugoslavia's entrant in 1974, Konje Kovac, has passed away at the age of 80. He's the Serbian composer. And also, the United Kingdom has withdrawn from the OJE Song Contest 2022 in solidarity with the Slovenian, in solidarity with the Ukrainian entrance and stance. Also, the German OJE has withdrew as well.
For more Eurovision news throughout the week, please head over to our friends at Eurovoir.com.
And not forgetting OJE UK's party and celebration Eurobash is going to be taking place on October the 8th in Cardiff. And I and Rob will be there. So make sure you give us a shout out, give us a wave and say hello when we're up there in Cardiff in a couple of weeks' time.
Happy Eurovisioning to all the Eurovision fans out there.
Why not join JP and the team of Radio International for a weekly trip through the world of the Eurovision Song Contest?
There'll be lots of music, artist interviews and regular features including the cover spot and the Eurovision Spotlight.
Bookmark it now on your web browser or even better, subscribe to the podcast via www.radiointernational.tv and you will never have to miss your favourite Eurovision radio shows.
Hello, this is Kaliapi. I am from Macedonia and this is my song, Donna. Enjoy, my dear.
Marlene, I'm the singer of 1999 entry One Good Reason.
Give me one good reason and I will give you two. Say I love you forever. Say you will say I do.
This is Cornelia Jacobs from Sweden, and this is my song, Hold Me Closer. I hope you like it.
Cause tomorrow will hurt really bad, cause I'm about to lose the best I ever had. Hold me closer, although we leave before the sunrise. I'll be bleeding, but don't you mind, I'll be fine. Oh, it kills me.
The Eurovision Showcase with Kieran Ori-Tuttiet. The most eclectic hour of music anywhere in the United Kingdom. And remember, there's no need to be making your mind up.
Blackbird, blackbird, don't sing to me.
2017.
Don't sing through all my window. Fly somewhere else, don't bother me. Don't sing below. When he was in my bed.
blackbird, blackbird, I am now alone. Somewhere else go make your home. Don't nestle here, go find lovers of your own. I am now
a beautiful song there. That was Finland in 2017 there. That was Norma John with Blackbird. One of those really beautiful songs from the Eurovision Song Contest. And again, unbelievably a non-qualifier. Sometimes I just shake my head at the Eurovision and think, what on earth happened there? I do not understand. It's so strange. Okay, well, it's now time for us to have a bit of live and kicking here, and it's going to be our final song on this week's Eurovision Showcase, and on today, Sunday, the 18th of September 2022. Now, we're going to head over to the 1994 Eurovision Song Contest, just like we did with Rob's Random Request. And it's time for Norway's entry, Elisabeth Andreassen and Jan Wiener Danielsson with Duet. This is stunning.
Med din sang strømmer varmen din, bringer vår til et frossent syn. Gjennom is finner sangen vei til en eld dypt inn i meg. Isen går, elven våkner opp, flommer.
Jean Grotre
Wow, the big finish there. Run, Jan Vina Danielsson and Elisabeth Andreasen. Oh, my goodness me. They got a beautiful pair of lungs, haven't they? Oh, well, goodness me. It was amazing, that 1994 stage in Dublin, because there was, in the background, it was lots of skyscrapers. Anybody thought it was like downtown Frankfurt or London or Paris? Not Dublin. Dublin doesn't really have any high-rises. Do sort of now, though. Anyways, it's time for us to say our goodbyes here on the Eurovision Showcase. Thank you for joining me, Kieran Aritati. It has been an absolute pleasure for you to join me. I hope you could join me same time next Sunday. And all of our details are on our website, esceshowcase.com. Take care of yourselves. Arrivederci. Au revoir. Au revoir. Au revoir. Au revoir. Au revoir. Au revoir. And I'll see you very soon. Toodaloo.